It is
8:31.
So we went a little over, but that's not unusual for this group. But but yes, we're back into out of the session. What came out with is that the commission would like to provide the individual evaluation forms for Greg. We do have a couple of questions in relation to cost of living, because we're not sure how the cost of living component works with Greg's salary, and we wanted to know what that was. And then we also discovered that there's something that had been done for an additional week's worth of leave that never got added to Greg's bucket for all of last year, and we want to both correct that. And then we had had a discussion about, feel that it's with the COVID situation that it's so valuable to have time, additional time with family. So we want to make that correction and add the, not only the week from last time that was incorrectly calculated, but we did discuss adding an additional week. So I think that Greg would have a five week leave on the books, if you will, annually, and then that, you know, is part of a compensation. But we wanted to find out what, just because of the pandemic and we're so concerned about, you know, where we are in time and space in the world, we want to make sure, you know, we want to be sure for sure that Greg's getting the COLA, and then if he's not getting the COLA, we want to talk about some numerics there.
I don't think there's anything for COLA in anything I signed. So there's no obligation for any cost of living or anything like that. Cost of living, I think, was really just it's like a teeny tiny, it's like a 0.08%, you know, it's a 0.8%.
So you don't get a cost of living at all, Greg?
No, it's just totally what you guys decide. And
okay, good for me.
And again, you know, I'm not asking for anything. So,
yeah,
I appreciate you guys. You're more than generous with your last year too. And I know you do right. And then I know the time off. I don't know how to explain the unexplainable.
Can I just ask a question for clarification for the minutes?
Yes.
So, when you make the decision on the leave, could you clarify the hours that he will be accruing monthly versus just the amount of weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that we figured it out that it was what he should be at now is 16.67 hours per month, correct? I believe that's right.
That would give him 5 weeks.
Would be the 5 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you figured out, Steve?
16.67 hours, because that's it's similar in the county system. We get paid every 2 weeks. There's, you know, an extra, there's two extra pay periods per year. You know, in reality is 52 weeks, but it's broken out. If you're paid every 2 weeks, then there's an additional two pay periods that are part of that mix. So that's where the math comes in. But that would see what should have happened last year was that he should have been at
He should have been at 4 weeks, I think, last
four
year.
4 weeks, which would have been, I think, roughly around 12 hours per 12 hours per month.
Oh, okay. I get how you're figuring it out.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, that he accrued.
Correct.
Okay.
It's an accrual.
Okay, I wasn't getting that.
It's an accrual. From here forward, not retroactive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. And then, so then the other thing would be then to discuss if Greg doesn't get a COLA, I think, a numeric for adding, especially because of where we are in time and space now, too, you know, kind of a percentage role, if you will, lack of a better word, an additional merit, if you will, for the things he's done this year, I think would be really beneficial. And did Laura, did you have a thought on
that? I think that Greg never asked for anything. And we all appreciate the value that he brings, but yet this year we're all trying to be very fiscally responsible because we see what's going on in the world, and we are looking forward to the future and thinking that there's going to be great potential for the port in the future, but yet we want to make it, this is something that, because we're in the position where it's not just us, it's everybody around us too in the Port District, that we want them to know that we appreciate Greg, but yet we're not going to, I can't think of the right word right now. We're not going to go over the top this year. We're going to try to be fiscally conservative.
Yeah.
Without talking numbers, we kind of were saying, you know, we have to make sure we can right the wrong that was done last year, but we want to go a little bit above that.
Yeah.
So the question is, what a little bit above that is.
Yeah.
And I think the reality of raising rates on, you know, in several dimensions, and just how valuable a job is right now. And so you've got the, Greg's done a good job. We want to let him know that. We want to let him know his value. And we also really want to give the signal that the port is paying attention to its expenses.
Yeah.
And so that last year, Greg was very straightforward about wanting, you know, an increase after he'd been here a while. And this year he said he didn't need anything. So I think the idea of it being more a feather than a pile, you know, feels appropriate to me, which is, I think, what we've all been saying. I just felt like I had to say it too.
Yeah. And I can see where, you know, if Greg didn't get a COLA last year and then this year, you know, a COLA might be 1% or something like that. So I'd posit maybe if we did an advance of additional 2% for this year as a thought, because then it's an appreciation of the work well done.
Mm-hmm.
I'll posit it, I'll tune it this way as well, is that in kind of a merit step program that I'm used to at the county, that is a numeric that's used in the step increase is typically a 2%. you know, based on, you know, performance. And we all had, we had the discussion in session that, that your performance is really spot on and phenomenal. And, you know, there's no problems, and we just so appreciate it. So I would posit that, that what we'll do in the session now is propose a 2% increase to your current salary. And then, as I stated, then the numeric of the 16.67 hours per month for that, getting you up to speed on the leave, if you will, because we just think it's so important. Yeah.
We, is that a proposal, or do you need a? Go ahead, finish.
I should be the one proposing, but I just want to provide my thoughts. So, and I don't know that we need a motion before. I believe that what we're supposed to do is just provide an addendum, if you will, to Greg's contract. Is what we're, I think, what we're supposed to do. So, so it's something we could adopt verbally and then write it up and sign it. To me, I think that's what we probably should do. I don't think we did that last year. I think we just had it in the minutes and we made the act.
Mm-hmm. Can I interject for a moment?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how this process usually goes. We recently, and these are different situations, but nonetheless, we recently looked at CPI increase for one of our leases, and that was 1.8% based on the tables put together by the state. So if you're intending to go by some sort of level like that, inflation, whatnot, that was 1.8%.
Okay.
For last year. And then if you wanted to add a little bit more, then that would be a little bit more, or whatever you're wanting to do, but just wanted to add that information for clarification.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that, that last year, you know, in our discussions, last year we gave Greg 7%.
I think it was even 7.5%. I believe. Yeah.
And, you know, we were thinking, okay, well, you know, that will continue. But with all that's happened this year, it just seems like it would be sending a, an odd message to just totally, you know, go full out.
Yeah.
Just that way. It felt like, let's let everybody know, yeah, this guy, he's sticking around. He's doing a great job. He's doing a fabulous job.
Yeah, totally.
And, yeah, that's just,
Okay. Well, I feel like the fixing the 1 week from last year and adding a second week is more than money. Time off is more precious than money.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the 2% and the 2 week is good. That feels good to me.
Yeah. I'm good with that too.
Good to go.
Right. Well, thanks so much. I do appreciate everything, and I appreciate the commission, and I appreciate the staff, of course. It's fantastic. And I'm super excited about the year that we've had, given everything. And I know next year, I hope next year is a lot better than 2020.
I think it will.
We're all hoping for.
I was just talking to Ray about what the projection, what we probably would have done this year, which would have been probably extraordinary if it wasn't for the pandemic. If we even have somewhat consistent and then some additive income. So, you know, it's been a tough year all the way around for a lot of people. So I think I really appreciate you guys, you know, trying to rectify some of the PTO, which I don't know, I just gave up and trying to correct it myself. I just got too frustrated and say, and so I really appreciate you guys making that correction, giving me some extra time, because I think I'm going to have to spend time with my family. So,
yeah, we know that.
What happened with that? We really aren't sure what happened.
No, I know what happened, but I just let it go. Too much.
Well, and probably in hindsight, we probably should have as a commission tapped in with you through that year as well, but there was a lot of drifting that occurred, and now that we have Julie on board in a good solid capacity. I feel good about how
it's all good.
how we're stated, you know, and all that. But it's
not ashamed about some of this. Things happen.
So. I mean, in a perfect world, we'd love to say, gosh, we want to really bring you up, you know, up to a. But it's not. I mean, it's not. Hey, I mean, time is money too. So you know, time. Mm-hmm. Time off, it has a value as well. It's, you know, it's how you need the budgeting. It's part of the, yeah, for sure.
I'm super appreciative.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And thanks to the staff, too. Those guys are...
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
They've been pulling the wagon in a big way to put us where we're at, where we might end up at, is pretty fantastic, I think, in terms of getting the port turned around and heading the right direction to, you know, for the long-term sustainability and health of the port, and be able to accomplish a lot of things that you guys have set out for goals, I think, you know, which we all want to see for the community. So I think we're heading in the right direction together, and I appreciate the times we live in right now. We're pretty tough, a lot of folks, so thank you.
I'm hoping that, Ray, at that get-together that we, or the get-together that we're having in December, that we have a, whether it be virtual or whether it be all standing out on the grass 10 feet apart from each other
in the rain,
that we toast to a blessed 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I'm looking at on my calendar, I'm looking at like December 11th, probably on Friday. Of throwing a good meal together. We're using Joseph Crowe, our chef, our mighty Port of Kingston chef, to throw a meal together for all of us, and we'll make it happen properly by Governor Inslee's proclamation.
Right. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we'll get you our evals, Greg.
Okay. And then we should probably, maybe what I might try to just write something up, you know, and then, you know, we could put it on a triple sign letterhead. It'd be probably a addendum agreement or something like that.
Okay. If you want me to write it up, I can, or if you want to write it up, I can get it all.
Yeah. Do you want to take a whack at it, and then I can look at it and we'll go from there.
Okay.
That's out.
Yep.
Seems like that's a chair sort of thing to do.
Yeah, I'll get that to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Not tonight.
You're awesome.
So, do you need a motion to adjourn?
Oh, right. Yeah, and I need to announce. I can't find my...
December 16th at 1 p.m.
Thank you. I can't find it. Okay, so I'd like to announce...
And that's not our normal date, because Christmas is the next week. So that's going to be the third Wednesday, just so everybody knows.
Right.
Due to holiday time off like that, December 16th. So I'm announcing then the last agenda item. I'll look forward to seeing everyone at the December 16th regular meeting, the Port Commission, to be held at 1 p.m. the 16th. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
I'd like to say that I may have a radiation appointment thing at that time on the 16th. I will confirm that and let you know.
Okay.
So I second the motion to adjourn.
Right. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, good job, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Good evening, everybody.
Good night.
Bye. Take care.
Bye now.